I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My name's Poppy Hillstead.
I've got a splitting headache.
This is a podcast where I go into chat rooms and then me and a couple of fellas act out the conversations I've had. That's it. Let's get on with it. Real conversations. Re-enacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Hey guys, welcome to a very profound episode of Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking profound, like Poppy, we've learned so much about the human existence from the last few series of your podcast. Yeah, it's been mostly about anal and dicks, but you know, we feel moved. You've done so much. Poppy, don't stress yourself out. Don't dig too deep. But I think we can all agree. There's one big question that I need to ask people in chat rooms. It's on the tip of all our tongues. It's what everybody wants to hear from these guys. And when I say question, I mean the biggest question. What is the meaning of life? I want philosophical discussions, and I know just the place.
Bog Standard Sex Chat Room.
Hey lads, what's the meaning of life?
The meaning of life. Well, at the start, you're forced out a tiny hole. Then you're a toddler. Then you're a teenager. Then your cock grows massive.
Okay.
Then you're finally a man. Breathe in the air.
Okay, right.
Look at the sky and live every day like it's your last.
Okay.
And then go home and wish there was a beautiful lady to enjoy it with you and you can make her come over and over again.
Okay. What is the meaning of life?
Fuck, to turn on the Christmas tree lights in my hometown.
What do you mean?
Oh, shite. Sorry, I thought you wanted me to tell you what I wanted to do with my life.
No. What's the meaning of life?
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Something interesting about me is that I don't believe in death.
Oh, okay, really? Here we go. That's interesting. So what do you believe in?
Life.
If you don't believe in death, what about when you see like roadkill and that?
Yeah, roadkill's dead.
Okay.
My grandfather told me to shop around until you meet the perfect somebody, and then squeeze her tight and never let her go. But by the time he had died, he'd been divorced twice.
Okay. You know what? This isn't working. I'm gonna just type in, is anybody into philosophy? Patrick has entered the chat.
Hey.
Oh, hi. How's it going?
Very good. Relaxing. In bed. How about you?
Yeah, good. So, are you into philosophy?
Yes, I would say I'm a divergent thinker.
I just like thinking.
Oh. So, you seem like someone who could be into older guys with a bit more to say. Yeah. Is this correct?
You know what? I think an older guy is probably what I need to answer my burning question.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm thinking, right? What is the meaning of life? Like, what do you think it is?
Before we go on, if you want to hear what I think the meaning of life is, you're going to need to be at a certain level of intellect. I don't want to waste either of our time. Lol.
Yeah, I'm a smart person.
Okay. The meaning of life is something.
Something?
Yeah. In the end, nothing's gonna matter. It's how much you've loved and learned. Imagine lying on your deathbed and having your last thought. Huh? That's going to be the moment you realise what the meaning is. It's to live and learn and love.
Wow, do you think there's a God?
Yes, there's a God. There's just something about nature that doesn't make sense to me. So, to answer your question, yes, there is a God. He is real.
Is the God you believe in like a Christian God?
Christian God? Do not say that to me.
Sorry.
There's only one God, and it's very obvious. It's the God that's in your mind. If you think that God is stamped by a tag of religion, you are deluded.
Oh, okay.
Feel free to ignore anything I've said if you're finding it too hard to understand.
No, I understand. So what do you think God looks like?
Let me hear what you think he looks like.
Big multicoloured alien.
Oh, like a cinematic character. Wrong.
Oh, okay.
You have to let go of these presumptions.
Yes, I see. I get you.
Oh, you seem to have taken it personally. I just like to point out mistakes. That's who I am. And I'm a writer. So that gives me a bit of a head start with typing out my thoughts correctly. Maybe you feel like I'm a bit too weird for you and you don't want to explore my mind. That's fine. Fine.
No, I don't think you're weird at all. Like, I know people that are into, like, philosophy and stuff, and they've got, you know, a lot of them have got the same thoughts as you.
So you're saying that you don't think I'm weird because I like philosophy and there are also other people you know who like philosophy and they have the same thoughts as me. Exactly the same. Huh? Okay.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. I just don't find any of it, like, weird.
Do you know what's beautiful about this place? I can pick up so much about you just by having a short conversation. I can tell you've had someone hurt your heart, huh? Correct?
Yeah, I feel I know a lot about you from this chat.
Ah, I see. What do you know about me, then?
You're 50.
Right. Okay, so your presumptions are kind of ruining the flow of the conversation. If anything here is interesting, it's us as people.
No, you said earlier that you were older.
I never confirmed that. Seems like you just assumed.
Yeah, it says 50 on your profile.
You could be anything you want to be on the internet. I could be 20.
Yeah, but why would a 20-year-old, like, pretend to be a 50-year-old? And if so, why would a 20-year-old be asking if I like older men?
Okay, I'm done with this conversation. You're obviously still trying to understand the world.
I love you.
Fuck off!
Life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Real conversations, reenacted for you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. You know what? I think Patrick quite likes me, really. You know what? I've been so busy listening to what all these cunts have got to say that I haven't even started to form my own ideas about what the meaning of life is. When am I going to start philosophising for myself? Come on, I want to be an intellectual. When's that going to come about? Right, let's talk to some more people. Meat Feast has entered the chat. Hey!
Hi!
What's the meaning of life?
Wow!
What's wrong?
I just wanted to know if you liked anal, and now you've psychoanalysed me.
I haven't psychoanalysed you.
Yes, you did. If I wanted to talk to a shrink, I would, thanks.
Okay.
Suddenly, I don't feel so horny.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
Was that all because I asked you what the meaning of life was? Has it freaked you out?
Nope. It's just a boring question you'd ask on a blind date.
It seems a bit heavy for a blind date question.
If I tell you, will you tell me if you're into anal?
Yeah, I will.
Okay. The meaning of life is living your life to the fullest. Having fun, living your dreams, and meeting the girl of your dreams.
Aw, that's so nice. What does the girl of your dreams look like?
Oh, okay, she's mixed race, freckles, hazel eyes, black hair, kind of short, with a gorgeous smile.
Oh, okay. That's very specific.
I know, right?
Where did you get this very specific idea from? Was it from someone you know?
No, it's always been my dream to be with someone like that.
Okay, interesting. What if she looked different?
That would be absolutely fine. It's all about the personality. Looks are not my top priority. It's about the person inside.
Oh, that's very sweet.
It's been nice to talk like this.
Yeah, it has, hasn't it?
So, do you like anal?
No, I hate it. Meat Feast has left the chat. What the hell? I thought this episode was going to make me feel enlightened. But I just don't feel any closer to the answer. If anything, I feel further away from it. Fucky O'Hare has entered the chat.
What do you think the meaning of life is?
Oh, finally. Someone's asked me. Well, I don't really have any of my own thoughts at the moment, so I might just make some shit up. See if he goes for it. Okay, what do I think the meaning of life is? Okay, so I think it's simple, right? So when you're born, you're born. And then when you die, you die. And everything in between is just simply everything in between.
Yeah, dude. It's all about just seeing what life brings.
Yeah, like my thoughts. I just think that I have thoughts. And then you have thoughts. And then Gordon Ramsay has thoughts. Like, what even are thoughts? If I pick up a stone, does it have an opinion of me? Should I care?
Yeah, exactly. It's just thoughts. They don't mean anything.
Yeah, there's a story, right, that ancient monks used to tell each other. And it makes the whole thing a lot more simple. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So, they'd tell me like this, right? There was an old man slowly staggering up a mountain. To pass the time, he's thinking to himself, what is the meaning of life? And as he's slowly waddling up, there's a cute little girl at the side of the mountain path. And she says, please, sir, how do I get down? But he's too busy to hear her. And as he goes past her, his big heavy bag slams into her and she plummets to her death.
Damn.
So, right, he keeps slowly trudging up the mountain path. And he's thinking harder and harder, what is the meaning of life? And as he turns the corner, there's this beautiful woman, right? Legs for miles, massive tits, and she's going, hey, gorgeous, I'm so lonely and horny. I've not had human contact for days. Wanna plough me? Again. Guess what happens, right? He doesn't hear her. So he smacks into her with his big old rucksack full of shit and she plummets off the mountain.
Shit!
Okay. And then, finally, he turns the next corner. He's all the way to the top of the mountain and he's still thinking, what is the meaning of life? Then, suddenly, a croaky voice comes out of nowhere and says, what have you learned? The old man jumps and spins around and feels something smack against his backpack. As he looks over the edge of the mountain, he sees an elderly man hanging onto a branch with one hand. And as he looks into the old man's eyes, he realizes this old man is him.
Whoa!
The old man's hanging onto the branch and says, what is the meaning of life? Before the branch snaps and he plummets to his death.
Oh, he spent all that time wondering what the meaning of life was. Then he didn't stop to notice how beautiful life is. He was too busy trying to find an answer to connect with people. And then in the end, he ruined his own life. He let life pass him by.
Oh my god, yeah. Fucking hell, I just made that whole thing up.
Dude!
What the fuck? I mean, I literally made up that whole thing on the spot. And I've accidentally found the answer to the meaning of life. What the fuck? The meaning of life is like to basically just not think about it.
That's crazy.
I'm a fucking genius. I'm better than a monk. A lovely episode of Poppy Ilstead has entered the chat. What have we learned? We've actually learned something in this episode. And what we've learned is that I'm better than a monk. I'm genuinely shocked at myself for that. That was just like blamming out wisdom left, right and centre. Join me next week for another episode of Poppy Ilstead has entered the chat. I'm going to do my catchphrase, okay? Poppy Ilstead has left the chat.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.